M1, reading aloud, text 7. A new group of foreign exchange students had arrived at our school. You have been chosen to talk to the group about daily life in Singapore. You have decided to talk about local markets. This is what you say to them. Welcome to our school and to Singapore. I'm going to tell you about the places I like to go when I have some free time. They don't sound very glamorous, but believe me, they're worth a visit. Let's start with Singapore's wet markets. What is a wet market? Well, here's the dictionary definition. Wet market is the term used to differentiate fresh meat and produce markets from dry markets, which sell durable things such as clothing and electronic goods. A wet market is a fantastic place to go for quality food and great deals. The best time to explore wet markets is early in the morning. Most open at 4 o'clock and close at around noon to ensure that the products remain fresh. Tekka Wet Market is perhaps the largest and most famous and is located in the lively area of Little India. It's housed in a two-story building. The wet market, with dozens of Indian and Chinese stalls, is on the ground floor. On the second level, you'll find tailors and textile merchants. And Tekka has plenty of food stalls, so it's the ideal place to have breakfast or lunch. Another great experience is the Chinatown Night Market. If you go there as the sun sets, you'll feel you're stepping back in time. There are more than 200 market stalls lining the streets, all of which offer a wide selection of old and modern items. You'll find wonderful things there, like ornate candles, decorated opera masks, and traditional Chinese clothing. If you haven't visited the markets in Singapore, then really you should.